AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Ted Cruz told a campaign rally in Washington, New Hampshire today, Donald Trump's recent attacks show the GOP frontrunner is becoming rattled.
Donald seems to be a little rattled. For whatever reason, he is very, very dismayed.
The war of words has intensified in recent days, with Trump going on the offensive over Cruz's eligibility to be on the ballot given his Canadian birth, and for Cruz's failure to disclose loans received from Citibank and Goldman Sachs for his 2012 Senate race. On Sunday, Trump called Cruz a nasty guy who no one likes. Cruz tried to turn the insult into a joke today, posting a link on Twitter to Janet Jackson's hit song, Nasty. Glenn Frey, co-founder of the Eagles, who wrote and sang lead vocal on many of the band's hits in the 1970s, died today in New York City at the age of 67. In a 2012 interview, Frey told the Associated Press he thought he was a pretty good singer.
I really feel like I've improved as a vocalist. And going back and doing shows with the Eagles this past year, South Africa, Dubai, Jazz Fest in New Orleans, really have sort of a kind of a newfound swagger, about my own singing. I feel pretty good about it.
Glenn Frey co-wrote most of the tracks on the band's Smash 1976 Greatest Hits album, one of the best-selling albums of all time with fellow band founder Don Henley. Dale Griffin, the drummer for the British rock band Mott the Hoople, has also died at age 67. And American Pie singer Don McLean was arrested today in Camden, Maine, on a misdemeanor domestic violence charge. This is AP Radio News. An annual ceremony today at the River Jordan.
Thousands of Christians, including American Catherine Phyllis, were baptized Monday on the site where John the Baptist is believed to have baptized his cousin Jesus.
You can't get any better than this. You know, it shows your true religion.
The site is near where the River Jordan flows into the Dead Sea and is among the most important sites in Christianity.
You can't get any holier than this.
Following tradition, the Greek Orthodox Patriarch of Jerusalem led a procession to the site and threw a cross wrapped in a branch of basil leaves into the river's water. I'm Steve Coleman.
A U.S. Navy salvage ship is supporting underwater search efforts near the last known position of two helicopters that crashed last week off the coast of Hawaii, carrying 12 Marines. There's been no sign of the missing Marines, but officials say it is still possible that there are some survivors. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.